We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening. Listen in. A great man is speaking. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean. Now there's a resort worth fighting for. If only the Greeks or the Turks would start to sniff around. Oh, I'd bring the hammer down. So quick their woolly heads would spin. Woolly head. Oh, wait a minute. Even better. What if the Kurds got in the way? Hey, Kurds and wait. Sometimes a people is greater than their leader. Germany, Kentucky, and France. One shot at glory, they don't get a second chance. Drag these peasants, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. I thought we'd make it, must have been dreaming. These chicken farmers and fire plugs gonna be the death of me. I can't do it. That girl.
Tell you why, 'cause you're the Putin man.
Who whipped Napoleon?
We did.
ladies. So I'll turn and sit in the comfy chair.
You're the man gonna get us there.
I don't know. Lenin couldn't do it. I don't know. Stalin couldn't do it. Now they couldn't do it. Why you think I came?
You're gonna lead our people to the promised land.
You're right. It's goddamn on the boots on me.
Ukrainian military announced that a Russian warship has been seriously damaged in the Black Sea after Ukrainian forces struck the ship with anti-ship Neptune missiles. I'm surprised they're called Neptune missiles because Russia, Ukraine's kicking Uranus. Thank you. Part two?
Yeah.
Double teaming me? There you go. At first, Russia downplayed the damage to the vessel, but late this afternoon, the Kremlin's military spokesman released this statement.
You sank my battleship.
It's true. Today, Russian state media confirmed that the warship Moskva had sunk. Of course, since it's Russian state media, they had to spin it as a positive. Today, battleship Moskva begins new mission to denazify Bikini Bottom and finally get secret to Krabby Patty. Russia claims the goal of their invasion was to prevent the eastward expansion of NATO, but the attempt to intimidate their neighbors seems to have backfired because now Sweden and Finland are making moves to join NATO.
When Putin says, we is the master race, we heil, riding Putin's space, not to love the Putin, is a great disgrace, so we heil, riding the Putin's face. When Herr Putin says, we own the world in space, we heil, riding Herr Putin's face. When Herr Putin says, he'll never bomb this place, we heil, right in Herr Putin's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. I'll Putin's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the Putin's face when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Putin says, we is the master race, we heil, right in the Putin's face, not to love the Putin, is a great disgrace, so we heil, right in the Putin's face. To love the Putin is a great disgrace, so be heil, right in the Putin face.
I hope you all had a wonderful holiday weekend. This one was extra special because it was Easter, Passover, Ramadan, and a full moon.
The governor of Iowa, a woman named Kim Reynolds, tweeted and then deleted this message wishing Jewish Iowans, of which there aren't many, a happy Passover. And the reason she deleted tweets is because none of these images have anything to do with Passover. You got a menorah, dreidel, you got some gold coin pastries, which are actually forbidden on Passover. It's the thought that counts. We spent $4 on this Jewish clip art package, and damn it, we're going to use it.
It means so much to see and hear the children
and all the families show up to be here today. The joy, the laughter, and the occasional, at least with my young grandson, it's only two, the occasional, there's Easter Bunny. A little startled sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Easter Bunny. Oh, hey, hold on. Watch out, giant rabbit's gonna be scary, Jack. Hold on, buddy. Back in Scranton, my pops used to say to me, hey, Joey, don't look a bunny square in the eye, it'll tear your face straight off. Bunny's nothing but a dressed-up raccoon, rabies vector, okay? Gotta arm wrestle him for the precious eggs. It's all in the Bible. Deleted Skeins, Book of Peeps. Watch out! Get behind me, Jill! Come on, Jackrabbit.
Who's Harvey?
A white rabbit, 6 feet tall.
6 feet?
6 feet, 3.5 inches. Now, let's stick to the facts.
New text messages reveal that even more high-ranking Republicans than we initially knew were involved in Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election, including his son, Don Jr. Also, Trump is still ranting about windmills, and conservatives are talking about tanning their testicles. All of the major crises we currently face, war in Ukraine, COVID cases rising again, impending climate disaster, and a widening wealth gap with power concentrated in fewer and fewer corporate hands. You'd think Republicans would have moved on from their usual weird obsessions. But last week, Donald Trump did an interview on Fox News, and you'll never guess what he wanted to talk about.
Today, I saw a big story that they're very millions and millions of dollars are being charged on windmills because they're killing eagles. They're killing the bald eagle and other eagles and other birds. And we have these windmills all over the place, and the environmentalists pretend they love them, but they're really hurting our country.
It's funny how certain people want me to stop talking about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump won't stop talking about windmills. And in my defense, Donald Trump was president, and windmills are just windmills. It's also very unconvincing that he cares for the well-being of bird life, especially when he pronounces eagle like that with the emphasis on the first letter. Does he think it's like email? Sean, the other day I saw an eagle logging into his email, smoking an e-cigarette, and I'll tell you, it's destroying our country. Now, of course, it is unfair to just play a clip of Trump from an interview without also playing the question that prompted it. I'm sure his windmills are Freddy Krueger, but for birds answer makes more sense in context. Let's give it a listen.
Most economists now say this is going to turn into a full-blown recession and maybe worse. What do you see if he doesn't change course?
So, of course, it had nothing to do with windmills. What was I expecting? What possible question could have justified that answer? Sir, I'd like to get your thoughts on our treasured avian population and various threats to their survival, including new forms of energy dependent on wind. If possible, start with a big story you saw today, and should you mention eagles, do feel free to pronounce it weird.
Today, I saw a big story that they're very millions and millions of dollars are being charged on windmills because they're killing eagles.
And you want Trump to comment on Biden changing course? Trump has never changed course in his life. That's why he's obsessed with windmills. He just goes around in circles and makes a giant sucking sound. But say what you will about the guy, he's always laser-focused on his grudges, whether it's windmills or the Democrats investigating him. Yesterday, Trump, devout Christian that he is, issued an Easter message that said in part, "Happy Easter to all, including the radical left maniacs who are doing everything possible to destroy our country. May they not succeed, but let them nevertheless be happy, healthy, wealthy and well." Now, in fairness, he is quoting the Bible there. Who can forget when Jesus said unto his disciples, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, except, of course, for the meek birds whose heads I'm taking off with a windmill blade."
And then, because that wasn't specific enough, he wrote, "Happy Easter to failed gubernatorial candidate and racist Attorney General Letitia James. May she remain healthy, despite the fact that she will continue to drive business out of New York, while at the same time keeping crime, death, and destruction in New York." Reading these messages one after the other is the perfect metaphor for the Trump presidency. Starts with, like, maybe he won't be as bad as I thought. And then it's like, oh, no, he's pretty bad. And then it's like, whoa, this is a lunatic we wound up with.
And yet still, none of that was the pettiest or weirdest thing to happen in right-wing politics this week.
Now, one of the engineers on the express train to right-wing crazy town is Fox News host Tucker Carlson.
Previewed a new episode for Fox's streaming service where he expressed concern that, among other things, testosterone levels among men were declining, and interviewed a guest who proposed an interesting solution.
If you want to optimize and take it
to another level, expose yourself to red light therapy.
Yes.
And the Juve that we were using in the documentary, there's a massive amount
of... testicle tanning.
It's testicle tanning, but it's also full body red light therapy, which has massive amount of benefits. And there's so much data out there that isn't being picked up on or covered.
So obviously half the viewers right now are like, what? That's testicle tanning? That's crazy. But my view is, okay, testosterone levels like crash and nobody says anything about it. That's crazy. So why is it crazy to seek solutions?
Okay, first of all, I don't think of my level of testosterone as defining me at the most fundamental level. But maybe I only think that because I have low testosterone. I don't know. I thought it was my soul. That's what I thought was the vote. Now, according to this crazy mother trucker, it is, it's a big problem. The trailer for his documentary begins with a historic look back at the loss of America's precious bodily fluids.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Are you a man worried about declining testosterone levels? Introducing the Tucker Testicle Tanner, the perfect way to rejuice your Carlsons. Here's how it works. Simply lower your pale testicles into the scientifically designed receptacle tray. Choose your setting, manly, brawny, or pizza bagel. Lower the plunger and then relax as the heating coils do the work. In the off chance your testicles become lodged, use our specially designed attachment to pry them out. Does it work? Just look at the results. So turn those testicles into toasticles with the Tucker Testicle Tanner today. And if you'd like your testicles slowly simmered, try the Tucker Crotch Pot.
I also like that Tucker says half of his viewers will think testicle tanning is crazy. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if you're tuning in to watch a Tucker Carlson special on Fox's streaming service titled The End of Men, you might be down to clown with just about anything. I would venture half his audience was saying, I have to try that, and the other half was saying, testicle tanning, tell me something I don't know. I expose my nuts to red light therapy every day. Sometimes I just drop them straight in the toaster and let them warm up for a few seconds. If you know, if you really want to be an alpha man, you just got to stick your entire junk in the microwave and put it on popcorn mode. That's just when you're advanced. It's so insane, even Kid Rock, who for some reason was a guest on this special, or whatever it was, couldn't wrap his head around it.
Dude, stop. Testicle tanning. Come on.
I mean, yeah.
I haven't heard anything that good
in
a long time.
Open your mind, Bobby. Don't you think at this point, when so many of the therapies, the paths they've told us to take, have turned out to be dead ends that have really hurt people, why wouldn't open-minded people seek new solutions?
I don't know what the hell is going on in this world. I'm not even sure if I understood that question.
When you've lost Kid Rock. The best part is they laugh about it, like it's a joke, but then Tucker doubles down and says, no, seriously, why not consider it? Hell, why stop at red light therapy? Maybe in addition to light, your testicles need air, which we could generate using...
windmills.
And... also, even if there was some sort of massive global testosterone crisis, is it already time to resort to tanning your balls? Nothing is crazier than a conservative second idea. I don't trust vaccines, but I'll eat some horse paste. Are there ever solutions somewhere between plan A and the craziest you've ever heard? It's like if someone said there's a bird in the house and you said open a window and they said that didn't work. So then you immediately jump to, okay, in that case, dress like a bird and slowly perform a romantic courtship with the bird in your home. When you win its trust, invite them to a romantic evening outside in the moonlight, and then when they least expect it, boom, windmill, chop off of their head. The point is, these are the people leading the conservative movement in the Republican Party at a time when it is poised to retake power in the November midterms and possibly renominate Trump for president in 2024, even as we continue to learn more about his efforts to overturn the last election. For example, newly unearthed text messages reveal that yet another sitting senator, Utah's Mike Lee, was coordinating with the White House on ways to overturn the results, including pitching a plan to appoint alternate slates of electors from swing states. At one point in November 2020, he texted Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, please give me something to work with. I just need to know what I should be saying. And then 2 days later, said again, please tell me what I should be saying. I'm not sure it's a good idea to go to Trump begging to know what you should be saying. Trump would make a terrible Cyrano de Bergerac. Cyrano, tell me what to say to her. Tell her she's got a butt that won't quit and honkers to match. And Lee wasn't the only one in on it. There are also new secret text messages from Trump's son, Don Jr.
November 5th, 2020, 2 days after the 2020 election. Votes were still being counted. The final outcome still in doubt. But President Trump's son, Don Jr., was already passing on ideas for overturning the election if necessary to ensure a second term for his father. It's very simple, Trump Jr. texted before outlining several options. We have operational control, total leverage. Trump Jr. was texting White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
I love when dummies like Don Jr. use phrases like total leverage and operational control. He sounds like the bad guy in a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie called Total Leverage, who gets thrown off a helicopter in the first 5 minutes. We have operational control. Hold on, someone's tapping me on the shoulder. Let me just turn around and, oh no, Jean-Claude! And he had to text the chief of staff instead of going straight to his own dad. We are in operational control. Now, do you have my father's email address? I would like to set up a father-son testicle tanning appointment. This is the state of the modern conservative movement as they aim to retake power. They're focused on windmills, testosterone levels, overturning elections. Just a word of advice. I'd be careful not to do too much testicle tanning, or you're gonna end up with a nutsack that looks like a
bald eagle.
Ground zero for the culture wars is Florida, AKA America's mullet. Florida has focused heavily in the last couple of years on withholding knowledge from children. For instance, they passed something called HB7, which prohibits any teaching that could make students feel they bear personal responsibility for historic wrongs because of their race, color, sex, or national origin. Okay, but it's really hard to tell the story of America without talking about historic wrongs. What is history class in Florida gonna be like now? Okay, today, kids, we're gonna learn about that in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, blah, blah, blah. The new Batman is now streaming on HBO Max. Come and get your diplomas.
On Friday, the Florida Department of Education announced that the state has rejected dozens of math textbooks because, among other newly banned subject matter, they claim some of the books make reference to critical race theory. If you don't know what critical race theory is, neither does the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, don't worry. But thanks to his important work, Florida has rejected more than 50 math books. After the team uncovered sentence problems like Jamal has seven apples, they felt Jamal sounded suspicious. And where did he get the apples? Does he have a receipt for them? Some of these books discuss binomials, polynomials, really gross sex stuff. And Ron DeSantis wants to make sure that fractions are between one numerator and one denominator, and that's it.
Florida rejected 41% of new math textbooks. At least they think it's 41%. For some reason, they suck at math. So why the war against arithmetic? Well, the Florida Education Department explained that reasons for rejecting textbooks included references to critical race theory, which the Florida legislature says includes theories that distort historical events. What explains the updated unit on division? A house divided against itself. Hey, that's two houses. Nice. Florida officials did not name the rejected textbooks, nor provide samples of passages that failed to meet the criteria, but describe the review process as transparent. Well, I guess they also banned dictionaries, because that's not what transparent means. And while the banned books, sure, doesn't make any sense. Does it, John? Yeah. Some things just don't make sense.
Orange County Classroom Teachers Association President Wendy Dormal says she's baffled.
I can't imagine what is in a math textbook that would indoctrinate a child. I'd really love to see some of these rejected books and see what they highlighted.
Yeah, so would I. Because, I mean, this makes no sense. Florida is banning math textbooks because the state says that they teach critical race theory. And I'll be honest, I don't even understand how that works. I don't. Like, I get finding critical race theory in history books or social studies, but math, how? How? Well, think about it, Trevor. Algebra is just a bunch of numbers that rejected their slave names and now go by X. How?
Yeah, Trevor, also numbers can be very triggering for white people. Think about it. Whenever a black man dunks on a white man, what's on his shirt? That's right, numbers. And don't get me started on the violence inherent in math. I'll never forget the day 789.
While the banned books remain a mystery, here at The Late Show, we have received a copy of a newly approved Florida math problem. Congressman Matt Gaetz and two friends have 10 ounces of cocaine. There are 12 people at the party. Three of them are girls under 18. What should he call it on the Venmo transaction?
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.